Mobile.
Gates, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing good, friend. How you been? Hadn't talked to you in a while.
For the most part, had a busted knuckle happen last night, but overall, though, I can't complain.
Everything's going pretty good for you.
It's been a while since I played radio, at least during this time of day. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Sorry about that. I said, on radio, I get to play this time of day is right here on the repeater.
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit later in the morning, but not much recently. I've been kind of, I got a lot of stuff going on, trying to knock out yard work and housework, and man, I've been nothing but busy during the morning.
Do that to you in a skinny minute.
But, Patrick, what you up to today, on one of your routes today?
I'm doing the normal routine for Monday, up here in TR, and then I end up down in, Brea in the afternoon.
Okay, so be down towards Daniel's Way, I'm guessing.
Okay.
4WCM.
In TR somewhere, I'm not exactly sure where, but somewhere in there.
I was saying the thing of, like, I remember him saying every night he calls, he's over in TR. It's kind of funny that you go down towards this way.
I'm on the radio in quite a while either.
Sometimes calling my neck. Then again, I'm mostly either listening early in the morning or late morning into the afternoon.
Yeah, but that's it. I hadn't heard him actually on the radio during the daytime at all.
Kind of makes sense then, because this what I'm thinking it is pretty much a giant Faraday cage unless he runs coax outside.
I got, and I know he did have a 706 in there where he could all mode all band.
HF included, I'm guessing?
Using it for the HF, but he was using it for the 2 meter, and so I don't think he had a HF antenna anywhere on the truck.
Hey, I gotta know, are you running HF mobile yet, or are you still running VHF, UHF?
Just VHF, UHF. I haven't put an HF radio in here, and to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm going to, simply because of distractions.
Oh, you understand with that. Honestly, I do. I was sitting here thinking about doing it in my car, and I'm still debating it. If I do it in my car, it'd be running STA for, like, parks on the air activation or something.
I'm putting a 10-meter radio in here, or I could do 10-meter anyway, but that's it.
For ID. Well, you can at least get pretty far with 10 meters, at least on this side of the world. That I know, unless we're in the got just right propagation to push it beyond the pond.
Come back with that one more time.
It starts getting the dead zone, but that said, at least with 10 meters, you can at least hit this side of the world. If propagation is good, you should be able to jump across the pond.
Thinking is the bands are supposedly supposed to be, the sun cycles are supposed to be on their way up. So I have a couple years of being able to use it and enjoy it while I'm driving.
It's 20 meter. I know 10 and 20 are wide open during the day.
I've been thinking about it anyway, so we'll see how it works out.
All righty then. Yeah, man, I ain't played much HF, so it's been quite a while since I played some HF.
Yeah, I'm with you. Since I got my general ticket, I hadn't done a whole lot with HF. I listen a lot, but I just don't make a lot of contacts.
I played a lot of STA back when I used to play HF. It's been about over a month and a half, 2 months ago since I last played some HF. And last time I played, it was playing STA, and man, I was getting out there.
STA and all that, but I've done a little bit of it, but nothing too drastic.
about ST8 and ST4 with my dad, at least whenever he had his dipole before they ended up moving. And whenever I finally got my antenna up at home, I played a lot of ST8. And I was getting out there, but like I told you before, I was hitting that invisible wall. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking into doing a Moxon antenna.
I've heard, I think Steve uses one of those, if I'm not mistaken.
But that one morning I was thinking about hitting the invisible wall. I wish I remember his name, but honestly, I don't. I hate that I don't remember his name.
Was it VWA? Is the suffix on his call?
Somebody else. I'm not sure.
It's like you're getting down there in your black hole, so I don't know where you're at.
You're on out. I'm actually in the black hole now. Factor 73, it's been good talking to my friend. Look forward to talking to you next week. Scale 48, let me clear out your tunnel. 73.
Have a good day. Good to talk to you this morning, KO4HGX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
W4FCM.